From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Representatives of the United States, France, and Russia are meeting with officials from Iran at the headquarters of the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna today. They're trying to iron out details of a proposal to send most of Iran's low-enriched uranium out of the country for further processing. However, it is not clear Iran is committed to the plan. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Vienna.
The technical talks here today and tomorrow have huge political and strategic implications. At stake is whether Iran is ready to let other countries process the bulk of its uranium for use in a research facility. Under the proposal, Russia and France would enrich and process almost 75% of Iran's declared stockpile of low-enriched uranium into higher grades to power a medical research reactor in Tehran. Iran tentatively agreed to the idea at a meeting with six world powers in Geneva earlier this month. The plan would remove a potential threat that Iran might process that uranium to make a bomb. But ahead of today's talks, Iran is signaling it's not ready to agree to those terms. Iran's state-run press TV reports that the Islamic Republic wants only to buy low-enriched uranium for its research reactor. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Vienna.
The head of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guard has accused the United States, Britain, and Pakistan of having ties with Sunni Muslim militants who killed several of the Corps' top commanders and dozens of others in a suicide bombing yesterday. Dale Gavlak reports.
Revolutionary Guard Chief General Muhammad Ali Jafari said a Sunni militant group known as Jandallah, or Soldiers of God, was trying to disrupt security in Shiite Iran and vowed a crushing response. An attacker with explosives blew himself up as top-level guard commanders were about to meet tribal leaders in Iran's restive southeast region bordering Pakistan. It was one of the boldest attacks on the country's most powerful military institution to date. Jafari also asserted that the militants were linked to the U.S., Britain, and Pakistan, charges denied by all three countries. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also alleged that the militants were hiding in Pakistan. Lawmaker Payman Farrugias demanded retaliatory strikes inside Pakistan against the militants. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
There is a report of fighting along three fronts near the Afghan border in Pakistan today. According to intelligence officials, troops fought militants on the ground while fighter jets bombed insurgent positions in South Waziristan. Both the Pakistani army and the Taliban have claimed early victories. Also today, Senator John Kerry and Central Command Chief General David Petraeus are in Pakistan meeting with top officials. Prices on Wall Street are higher this morning. At this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 86 points to 10,082. The Nasdaq is up 10 points to 2167. This is NPR News. Off the Pacific coast of Mexico, Hurricane Rick has weakened from a Category 5 storm to a Category 3 storm. But forecasters say it is still dangerous. NPR's Jason Beaubien has a report from Mexico City.
Hurricane Rick is drawing a bead on the Mexican resort of Cabo San Lucas. Despite weakening, forecasters say the storm could slam into the southern tip of the Baja Peninsula as a powerful Category 2 hurricane late Tuesday or early Wednesday. Over the weekend, Rick rapidly grew into the most powerful storm to charge through the region in more than a decade. At one point, it had maximum sustained winds of 180 miles per hour and was whipping up 50-foot waves. Acapulco shut its port to small vessels, and rains from the storm battered much of Mexico's west coast. Rick is the seventh hurricane of the season in the northeastern Pacific, while there have only been two hurricanes this year in the Atlantic. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
The White House released a report today in which it says that spending aimed at boosting the economy has created or saved 250,000 teacher or other education jobs this year. The money comes from the $787 billion stimulus package. The report concludes that the money helped states fill budget gaps that would have cost teachers their jobs in school districts and public universities across the country. The 250,000 figure is significantly higher than the 30,000 jobs the administration said last week were created or saved in businesses that won federal contracts under the stimulus law. It also represents an early preview of jobs numbers being announced in 2 weeks associated with education spending and federal grants awarded under the stimulus effort. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.